forget, you can reach Marty Terrell at Calling All Sports on Twitter, Marty, T-I-R-R-E-L-L, or Calling All Sports. Now, here's Marty.
All right, those are the bells of the NFL from NFL Films as we talk to you world of sports on this Wednesday edition. Bob Ryan of the Boston Globe, ESPN. He is in Iceland today, so we'll get to talk to Archie Manning all by our lonesome. Greg Doyle, CBS, coming up. Blair Kirkhoff, Kansas City Star. We'll do a lot on the college bowls. We'll do a lot of the NFL talk as well. We'll have, of course, Thursday night games, and then we start to get into Saturday games. College football, front and center, folks. Army, Navy, Heisman Saturday night at the Downtown Athletic Club. But Archie Manning, Marty Terrell, the name of the program is Calling All Sports. We're heard worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network, our service men and women, and myself. Very grateful, Archie, to get you for a few minutes today. Welcome aboard. How are you?
Thanks so much, Marty. Glad to be with you, pal.
Yeah, really. Good to talk to you. It's an interesting time of year. We've got great college football stories. But listen, I'm a New England guy. Liberty Mutual has a home there in Springfield, Mass. And
That's right. Putting
up a sizable amount of money, Archie, as we're going to honor high school coaches in all four divisions of the NCAA. And I'll tell you, having been around D1 and 1A and at UMass and Division 2 and 3 right on down to the subdivisions, it's really nice that Liberty Mutual and yourself are going to honor some of these coaches. Can you talk about the program and how it's going to culminate here later on in the year where we're going to see a sizable amount of money go to charities for these great nominees? There's 25 of them
sure
in total.
Can. This is the sixth year that Liberty Mutual has had a Coach of the Year award. There are several out there, but a little bit different. As you mentioned, Liberty Mutual honors a Coach of the Year in four separate divisions. Mm-hmm. And we're down to 25 finalists now. People can go to coachoftheyear.com, vote once a day, every day for their favorite coach, and have until December 22nd to vote for these coaches. We have 10 coaches in the football finalists in the football bowl subdivision. That's the old Division 1A. Five finalists in division in the championship subdivision, Division 2, and Division 3. You mentioned a lot of money. Liberty Mutual has given out $1.2 million since this program began, and what that is, these four winners that will be named the morning of January 9th at the BCS mm-hmm. championship game in New Orleans, these four winners will each receive $50,000 to give to their favorite charity, and then $20,000 goes to their alumni association. So some pretty impressive names, you know, going right down the football bowl subdivision: Mike Gundy, Brady Hoke, Mark Husband, Mike London, Les Miles, Nick Saban, Mark Rick, Bobby Petrino, Bill Snyder, Dabo Swinney. Pretty impressive list right there just to begin with.
Archie, I'm in Iowa here, cover the Hawkeyes and Iowa State, and I'll tell you right now, the one guy, I got to tell you, he's on the Hayden Fry tree, as you know. I think what Bill Snyder has done at K-State, first of all, a few years back, the greatest reclamation project, in my opinion, Archie, in college football.
People forget how bad they were, Marty.
Oh, they were terrible. You know what it is, Archie? He did in Manhattan what Jim Calhoun did with UConn basketball. UConn basketball in stores, that's a zip code. That's not even a town. What Bill Snyder has done is remarkable. Do you know the man?
I do. I saw him last night. I'm in New York. We had our National Football Foundation College Hall of Fame banquet last night, and Coach Snyder was there. One of his players was one of our scholar athletes throughout the year. I didn't know Coach Snyder, but I remember when he first got to Kansas State, he used to call Peyton recruiting, and I had a great conversation with him last night. That's one of the great stories in college football, that what he did there the first time and then comes back, and you know, he doesn't look it, but what is he, 70, 71 years old?
72,
and, coaching this team, the type of year they had this year, taking that team to the Cotton Bowl. I mean, it's just a great story. We had we had two coaches last night go into the College Football Hall of Fame, pretty good ones, Lloyd Carr, Fisher mm-hmm. DeBerry, but as soon as Coach Snyder, if he ever decides to retire again, it won't be long. He'll be on that podium.
Talking to Archie Manning. Archie, you know, I'm glad you honor the other divisions. You know this. You played the game. You're around it now through your sons. How many NFL rosters, if you think about it, with 53-man active rosters, have Division II, 1AA guys, even some D3 guys that crack NFL rosters? Look at the kid is doing in Buffalo, Freddie Jackson, out of Coe College, for crying out loud. And these coaches, I tell you, a lot of these players will tell you, they'll go right back to their college coach saying, hey, listen, we may have played at a small level. You got the kid Garcon, who your son throws to when he's healthy,
right,
in Indianapolis. Listen,
what about Cruz from Massachusetts? And
there's
the Giants now.
Victor Cruz, you got it. My point is, you've seen it, you played, you understand what these coaches mean. Gilardi up in Minnesota at St. John's, they prepare these guys for life and for football at a very high level.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, it's still kids passionate about playing football, and it's coaches that love what they do, and it's more than just, you know, out there winning a football game on Saturday or trying to have that good season at the smaller divisions, trying to get in the playoffs. It's developing young people. And, you know, I go down the list of these other divisions, Montana State, College of Holy Cross, Appalachian State, Jerry Moore. He's won our award before. He's nominated again. We got coaches in the finalists from St. Cloud, from New Haven, from Midwestern State, which is in Texas, Pittsburgh State, St. Thomas. Glenn Caruso won our award last year. He's a finalist again from University of St. Thomas in Minnesota, Bethel, Dubuque. These guys do a wonderful job. And I tell you, it's so much fun to be part of this program and honor these guys. And, you know, that $50,000 to give to their charity usually goes right there to in their respective little college town. And it's a big deal for a coach at a school like University of Wisconsin-Whitewater to be able to give $20,000 to their alumni association. It's really special.
Yeah, we appreciate you and Liberty Mutual. We only got about 2 minutes left here, so I got to ask you a couple of pressing questions.
Okay.
And that is, you played with Andrew Luck's dad. I didn't know that.
Sure did. I got traded to Houston in 1982, and Oliver was a rookie quarterback, second-round pick out of West Virginia. I saw him last night. He was a great friend.
Well, listen, his son, you know, is going to be the number one pick, and I don't know if you have a Heisman vote. I don't know how the Heisman works, but if you got a vote, he's the pick, and then he may be the pick of the Colts. And a lot of people, you're all over ESPN today. You're all over the Huffington Post. Do you want to dispel the notion that you don't want Luck to play with your son in Indianapolis?
No, I didn't say that at all. All I said is I know Andrew Luck very well. He's He used to be a camper in our football camp. He's been a counselor the last 2 years, and I was just talking about the success of rookie quarterbacks have had in the NFL this past year, the Cam Newtons, Andy Dalton, and so forth. And I said, Andrew is such a good player that he's going to go right in and play, I think, in the NFL. He's too good to go in and sit for a team. That's all I was saying. You know, I have nothing to do, and I don't have a Heisman vote, but I would vote for Andrew Luck. But I have nothing to do with decisions that the Colts make or anything else. That'll all, you know, those things will all work out. Disappointing to us, of course, that the Colts are having this type of season and going to be in that position. But they've got to do what they've got to do at the quarterback position. Somebody will probably depend on Peyton's health, and we'll see how that shakes out in the next couple of months.
We only got about 30 seconds. One more quick one. You went through a lot of trials and tribulations. You saw fans with bags over their heads. Now Peyton's in a situation where, you know, he's being seen as maybe the MVP without taking a snap. The precipitous fall off by the Colts. What people have to understand is they've got 24 other players who have been spent appreciable time on the injured list. I'm not taking anything away from Peyton, but it's a team effort when you win, but the supporting cast has been decimated there as well.
It's just they've been decimated with injuries. You know, they had some coaches a couple of years ago, a transition there. It's just things just hadn't gone well at all for them. I'm still hoping they can bounce back and win a couple of games here in December and get that goose egg off their record.
On behalf of Liberty Mutual, their coach of the year, great job. $1.2 million, over 80 charities directly to those colleges, Archie. Great job out of you. I appreciate you giving us some time.
Thanks, Marty. Always great to be with you. Thanks for having us.